When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back, Rudrance, for Black and White Sports 2. Well, we've got what I believe is, look, Richard Sherman is probably going to at least sniff the Hall of Fame. He's got a ring and a lot of playoff appearances, and was widely considered, what, at least a top 3 to 5 cornerback in the league for about a 6 to 8 year period, maybe there. And of course, that was a very visible team, the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll, Legion of Boom. And then he showed up and he was solid, but not great for the 49ers. Now, Sherman is in the media now. He's on Amazon's pregame show. And he's also got some kind of a podcast or a show himself that's his. And he has come out and made some comments on Lamar Jackson's contract. Now, we know Lamar Jackson's contract is an utter mess. It's a mess for a number of different reasons that we have chronicled ad nauseum here. But let's just puke a little more, okay? So he wants the fully guaranteed deal that Deshaun Watson got. He does not have an agent. I mean, you're talking about, you know, $200+ million, and teams are supposed to be okay not wanting a certified agent to negotiate a contract like that. I mean, you're talking about an insane amount of money. All right. Yeah, let's say the club's worth $6 billion. You're still talking about $200 million. It's significant, okay? We're not talking about signing a running back at 3 years and 12 and a half, right? We're not. $4 million guaranteed. We're talking probably about what's going to be about 250 with about 190 to 200 to 210 guaranteed. Of course, teams want a player to have an agent. Well, Richard Sherman has come out and he is slamming Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and blaming them for the reason Lamar Jackson can't get a guaranteed contract. Now, we've talked about the fact that the NFL owners and the NFL, they have already reset the market. I don't even know why this is a discussion anymore, because they reset the market with a ton of signings. Mahomes, Allen, you know, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, how many quarterbacks have signed at this point? And none of them were guaranteed. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson. I mean, the list goes on and on. Deshaun Watson was an outlier from a desperate coach and a desperate organization that is known to make absolutely terrible dumpster fire decisions. The Cleveland Browns. So let's get to this, because I just don't get this. And as a Tom Brady fan who for so many years gave the Patriots such a reasonable contract demand. And the reason that Brady always did that was because it allowed the Patriots to grow their middle class of the roster. And Brady knew, I'm elite. Bill Belichick is elite. And if I allow money to be there for the middle class on our roster, we're going to compete year in and year out for Super Bowl championships. Personally speaking, I think the entire quarterback market in the NFL is absurd, and the money is absurd, but it is what it is now. There are a lot of people who could be blamed for why Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations with the Ravens have stalled. But former NFL cornerback Richard Sherman has two suspects: Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Sherman says Mahomes and Allen not asking for fully guaranteed deals when they signed their contract extensions, pushed the league backward after Kirk Cousins' record-setting fully guaranteed deal with the Vikings in 2018. Mahomes ended up signing one of the most team-friendly deals ever in 2020, a 10-year, $450 million contract with $141 million guaranteed. Guess what the guy did? He went and won a Super Bowl this year. It worked. It worked. Wow. Allen, meanwhile, signed a 6-year, $258 million extension in 2021 with a $100 million guarantee. By the way, Lamar could have got a contract very akin to this with probably more guaranteed money, frankly. Quote, what pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his guaranteed deal and I thought quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it, said Richard Sherman on his podcast. Then Mahomes took that.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
BS deal. Just 10 years and wanted it to look like a half a billion. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar is trying to set it after Deshaun already set it. And NFL owners are like, no, we ain't letting that go. Okay. I mean, okay. They're just saying, we're not doing that. And when Allen and Mahomes doesn't do it, yeah, they're not going to do it. Mahomes' deal has helped the Chiefs maintain their championship-caliber roster, but he's only the fifth highest-paid quarterback in the league by average annual value per over the cap. That's a laughable number for somebody who is statistically the best player at his position. Look, I think Mahomes, and I'm going to give him some credit here, and maybe it's just his work ethic or his background because he's from my area. He's literally from about 40 minutes away from me. My son and him went to the same school. I can remember my son talking about, Dad, I got to talk to Patrick Mahomes today, blah, 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 blah. His dad was a Major League Baseball player. His dad had a fantastic work ethic like you see in the people in this area have. Mahomes is smart, and he's applying common sense to the fact that he understands his legacy, much like Brady's, is tied to championships. All right, that's how you separate the Aaron Rodgers from the Tom Brady, the Aaron Rodgers from Joe Montana, okay, is multiple championships. That's how you start getting looked at in GOAT-like status. Allen, meanwhile, ranked sixth despite being in the conversation for the second-best quarterback. The Bills have also made it to at least a divisional round in each of the past three seasons. The conversation around quarterbacks really began in 2018 when Cousins signed a 3-year, fully guaranteed $84 million deal with the Vikings. The discussion reached the apex in 2022 when the Browns agreed to trade and pay Watson all of $230 million he is owed over the course of his 5-year deal. However, contracts for players like Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford, that same offseason proved Watson's deal was more of an outlier than a norm. You guys have heard me say that was an outlier contract. Though it prompted an NFL PA investigation into whether owners colluded to stop the teams from offering deals. Jackson's situation will likely be the tipping point as to whether anyone will get the same kind of deal as Watson. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti has admitted Watson's contract was a bad thing for their negotiations for Jackson and the lack of team's interest in submitting an offer sheet for Jackson despite him receiving the non-exclusive franchise tag doesn't bode well for his prospects as a trendsetter. If Jackson can't find common ground with the Ravens or another team, he'll likely be forced to play on $32.41 million on the tag. And it goes on from there. I just don't think anybody is going to give out this fully guaranteed deal. Now, you have some random that Mike Florio confirmed absolutely Ken Francis was calling teams. Okay? So that tells you right there, and I said this yesterday in the video I made, that tells you Florio has talked to teams that have talked to Ken Francis. You know, I mean, you know, Florio said, I don't know why they're denying it, because it's true. All right? So there's that. But they did come out and say, hey, I don't really need a fully guaranteed deal. Well, look, you start talking about, I don't need a fully guaranteed deal, you may start seeing movement on Jackson. All right? But I don't understand. Number one, I don't understand what Richard Sherman, what's your thought process in caring about this in the way that you do? In other words, you're a cornerback, not a quarterback. All right? Nobody's going to reach the point where they're giving cornerbacks fully guaranteed deals unless the only way you will ever see a fully guaranteed deal is if it's something like you have a cornerback, running back, whatever. I'm just throwing the positions out. But let's say you got one that's worth $15 million a year, but they're willing to take seven fully guaranteed or nine fully guaranteed. It's going to have to benefit the club and the team in some way to get them to do that, all right, and fully guaranteed the contract. And if I remember correctly, Kirk Cousins, there was a little bit of a discount in there based on the QB market for what Cousins ended up getting. All right, that's the only reason that was done. You also noticed that deal was shorter, 3 years, right? You know, there's speculation out there that maybe the Ravens would consider a two-year fully guaranteed contract. But like a five-year like Watson's got? No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So I think it's absurd to nail two of the quarterbacks that the two best quarterbacks in the league, and one of them that obviously he's doing something right because he won another Super Bowl, and the other one, well, both of them, are still very competitive for the Super Bowl. You know what I figured out as Jackson set out with a knee PCL involving his money? You know what I have figured out? Man, there's a lot of guys that just don't give a shit about their team. They don't care. When you set out, you're thick in the playoff hunt. You make the playoffs. Who knows what could happen if you play, but you choose to set out with a knee injury that the entire league is skeptical about. That's interesting, you know. I don't know. These guys, look, there's a reason why the NBA, National Basketball Association, has taken a shit. There's multiple reasons. But their players all became divas. In other words, every NBA player became an NFL wide receiver. It's me, me, me. The salaries are ridiculous. They got involved with social justice, and they want to set out games. And in turn, the NBA has half of the amount of viewers it had 4 years ago in 2019. This is something the NFL needs to be careful about. And I think the owners are aware. You don't want the average American viewing your product to hate your players. And that's where you could be headed. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.